Thank you.
Okay, items 2 and 3 on the agenda were previously deferred as listed on the agenda. So we are on item 4, PR 2021-5411, site plan 2021-760, preliminary plat 2021-100. And 3 vacations, they're all 2021. 101 is vacation of a private easement PNM. Vacation 102 is a vacation of a private easement temporary construction. And 103 is vacation of a private easement NMDOT, which I think has been withdrawn with information that that had already occurred. So this is for Albuquerque, Anusa LLC at 9100 Pan American. The agent is Tierra West. And I see Mr. Niski. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead and introduce yourself with your address.
John Niski with Tierra West, 5521 Midway Park Place, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Niski, and give us an update.
Right, so we've been deferred a number of times to address various comments we've received from transportation. We got deferred last week because hydrology hadn't had a chance to review the grading and drainage plan, and transportation had a few more comments. We've since addressed those comments to those individuals' satisfaction, and I believe we are good to go.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Niski. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item number 4, which is at 9100 Pan American? Please raise your hand or press star 9 if you're on the phone. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone, so let's go to board comments. First up is Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have no objections. Thank you.
Thank you. Code Enforcement.
Good morning, Vince Matronio, Code Enforcement. We have no comments or objections.
Parks and Recreation.
Christina Sandoval, Parks and Recreation. We have no comments or objections.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved revised conceptual grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of July 13th, 2021. We have no objection.
Thank you. Transportation.
This is Jane Wolfman Barker with Transportation. Transportation has no comments left or objections.
Thank you. Planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Staff has no objections to the site plan, no objections to the preliminary plat, and no objections to the easement vacations.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anything that we need on the plan or the plat that we don't have now?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. This is the infrastructure list. Mr. Bohannon signed it, so we're good on that. And with the site plan, they got the project and application numbers and solid waste signature. So we're good to go for signing both if this is approved at the end of the day.
Okay, and then we need a recorded IIA, correct?
This is a preliminary plat. So prior to, we had a note about that, but that's prior to the final plat. This is okay. A preliminary plat, so.
Is Ms. Gould, is the infrastructure list being tied to the site plan? Mr. BSR, I see your hand raised. Is that, that might be an old raising of the hand. Ms. Gould.
Madam Chair, sorry, I may.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Mr. BSR.
So is the site plan tied to the platting action? Because the plat needs to go with the site plan. That is, yes. Is that correct?
Good question.
Yes. Well, it's a preliminary plat.
Well, but we still need a recorded plat for the site plan, don't we? We need an approved plat.
So, Madam, this is Maggie Gould. So, Madam Chair, and Mr. Niski, please jump in if this. If we have this backward, but what Mr. Biazar just said is this is a preliminary plat. And so usually we would tie the infrastructure to the preliminary plat and then they would come back with their financial guarantees, and we would sign off on the final site plan or sign up on the final plat, and we would also sign off on the site plan. So because this is the preliminary plat, I think we need to tie the infrastructure to the preliminary plat, wait for that financial guarantee to at least be in process. And then if it makes sense, again, this is Ms. Sanchez or Mr. Beazar can leap in. I think we could, I don't know if, again, because this isn't a preliminary and final plat where we just would withhold, say, the chair's signature, I tend to think we need to wait for the plat to be, for the final plat to be back in front of us before we can approve the site plan. But I will defer to legal.
Okay, Mr. Niski, can you maybe explain just how you were thinking of this process going with a preliminary plat and when you were planning to file for a final plat?
This is John Niski with Tierra West. We're looking to turn everything back around quickly. We have we have our IIA number ready to submit for approval so we can get that approved by the city and then get that paid by the client so we can come back in with the final plat right away. So we're looking to turn it around within, you know, a couple of weeks.
Okay, Mr. Beazar.
This is Shahab Beazar. So, Madam Chair, I mean, we've done this in the past, like any other project. We could approve, possibly DRB could consider approving the site plan with the DRB chair holding a signature until final plat is approved.
Okay. And Ms. Sanchez, do you have any comments?
This is Nicole Sanchez. I defer to Mr. Beazar.
Okay. All right, so then the infrastructure list would be attached to the preliminary plat, correct, Mr. Beazar?
Madam Chair, yeah, either way, yeah, we're not gonna, I mean, we shouldn't have a final signature on the site plan until the plat is done. So either way, tying it to the plat or site plan, either way, we're gonna have to hold the final signature, or DRB chair should hold final signature until the plat is approved.
Okay. It seems to make sense to me to tie that to the site plan to, since that's kind of like the one that needs to get caught before it goes through. Anything else, Ms. Gould?
Madam Chair, can you repeat what you just said about what you want to tie the infrastructure list to?
Well, I think we would be tying the infrastructure list to the preliminary plat.
Yes. Sorry.
There would be a delegation item on the site plan for me that would withhold signature until the final plat is approved.
That completely makes sense to me.
Okay. I'm not sure I said that the way I was thinking it, but okay. All right. With that, let's... we're going to first vote on the preliminary plat and the two vacations. Mr. Niski, have you withdrawn vacation request 103 because that's the NMDOT one? Is that officially withdrawn?
Yes, they found the document that eliminated that easement.
Okay. So, Ms. Sanchez, speak up if I'm out of order, but I think the applicant is saying they're withdrawing that application, so we don't need to vote on it because they found that that easement is already gone.
This is Nicole Sanchez. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so application 103 is withdrawn. So this vote, DRB members, I will ask you to vote to approve or deny the application for preliminary plat, vacation of private easement PNM, and vacation of private easement temporary construction. Those are applications 100, 101, and 102. And if you're accepting delegation, Well, I guess we don't do that on a preliminary plat. So,
Madam Chair,
go ahead.
Apologize. This is Shahab Yezar. We also are approving the infrastructure list.
Yeah, thank you. I was just stumbling my way to that thought and the associated infrastructure list, which is up on the screen. Jay, do you want to pan through that one more time just to make sure all DR members see the infrastructure list that we will be approving potentially with these actions? So it's the plat, the infrastructure list, and the two vacation requests, 101 and 102. So let's go ahead and vote on that, starting with Water Authority.
This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. I approve of the actions and agenda items and an infrastructure list as stated by the chair.
Vincent Montano, Code Enforcement. I approve the items stated by the chair.
Christina Sandoval, Parks and Recreation. I approve the item members identified on the agenda and am prepared to sign the infrastructure list.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There is a consensus vote to approve this portion of item four, project number 2021-5411. Application numbers 2021-100, which is a preliminary plat, SD 2021-101, vacation of private easement PNM, SD 2021-102, vacation of private easement temporary construction, and the infrastructure list stated today, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM. Okay, now let's move to the site plan, which is also part of item four. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the site plan. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed.
This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. I approve.
Vincent Montano, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Christina Sandoval, Parks and Recreation, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for the final plat approval. And that would be for 12 weeks. There is a consensus vote to approve item four, the portion that is project number SI 2021-760 site plan. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to planning for 12 weeks to address the issue just stated. Okay. All right, Mr. Niski, I think we're there unless anyone can point out something I missed, and everyone's being quiet, so we might've been okay. All right, thanks for your patience as we've worked through all those details.
Thank you.
And we'll see you shortly with your final plat then, okay?
Yes.
Thank you.